Tzachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tzachim Bavli, Daf Pei Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Tesimid Beis, at the first Mishnah, Ha'imela Avdei. Ha'imela Avdei, Tzeiv Shchoytolai Esa Pesach, Shochat Gedi Yoichel, Shochat Tele Yoichel, Shochat Gedi Vatele Yoichel Menavishin. One who told a slave, go and slaughter a Pesach for me. If a slave slaughtered a kid, the master may eat. If he slaughtered a lamb, the master may eat. If he slaughtered a kid and a lamb, the master should eat from the first one slaughtered. If a slave forgot the order that the master had given him, what should he do? The Mishnah answers he should slaughter a kid and a lamb and declare that if my master asked for a kid, the kid is for him and the lamb is for me. If he asked for a lamb, the lamb is for him and the kid is for me. If the master forgot what he told the slave, both animals must be taken out to burn, and both the master and the slave are exempt from Pesach Sheni, as both kabbonos were valid, but neither can be eaten. The Gemara says, Tani Rebechia Hanimna al Pesach al Shnei Pesachim Ka'achas Oichel Meiz Mehem Shenishchat Rishon. The Gemara brings the Baisa from Rebechia that one who was designated on two Pesachs should eat from the one that was slaughtered first. And Rabbi Yosef brings the support from our Mishnah that if he slaughtered a kid and a lamb, he should eat from the first animal slaughtered. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan said that this is the opinion of Rabbi Nosson, who said that a person fulfills his obligation if the blood was thrown, even if the flesh was not eaten. Then Zvika la'achila should say. Rav Chizkiah, quoting Rav Mamar, rejects this. He says no one could explain that the master forgot between throwing the blood and eating, as the blood was thrown when the korban was valid.
Amar Rav Chizkiah, meisiv chad min rabbanon va'amin hu haya v'hatanin an shachach rabbi ma'amala yishchot gedi utle. Rav Chizkiah asked. One of the rabbanon asked, and some say Rav Chizkiah himself asked. While our Mishnah had taught that if the master forgot what he had said, he should slaughter a kid and a lamb. This Mishnah is obviously referring to before the slaughtering, which is also therefore true for the latter part of the Mishnah. This shows that the author is a Rinosan, and he therefore validates throwing without eating. Amar Yochanan, Hifrish Pesroi, Achle Nizkaya, Nizkaya, Achle Nishtachre, Nishtachre, Achle Hevi Beisaris, Hevi Beisaris, Tzorech Lemonois, Al Pesach Acher. Rabbi Yochanan says if a person separated his Pesach and then converted, or was then freed, or he brought to pubic hair, thereby becoming an adult, he must be designated on another korban. Amar Yudan kol hasveikos v'nosan inun chutz min hazorek dam chatosi v'dam ashamay sofik balayla zorek sofik bayom zorek nasek sofik kapora v'sofik kapora kiper. Rav Yudan says that all cases where we're in doubt and the Mishnah nevertheless rules that he's not obligated to in Pesach Sheni, they are authored by Rav Nosan except for one who throws the blood of his chatas, his asham, which is a guilt offering. Perhaps it was night time when he threw it. It is viewed as a case like doubtful atonement and achieved atonement and may be eaten. The Mishnah says, "Ha'ime lebonav ha'reini shoychet es ha'pesach ha'manashi mishayale mikem rishon u'rishalayim kim shiachnis ha'rishon roishoy v'rubay zocha v'chalkoy v'mezakev es echav imoy." One who tells his sons, "I'm slaughtering the Pesach to include whichever son arrives first in Yerushalayim," as soon as the first son's head and most of his body arrives there, he merits his portion and merits his brother's portions for them. La'ilam ein nimnin olav ad shehei boi kezayis lechol echad ve'echad. One is only designated on a korban when there is a kezayis of meat for each person designated upon it. Nimnin emoishchin es yideim mimenu ad sheishchad. One may designate and withdraw from a korban pesach at any point until it's slaughtered. Rabbi Shimon oimer ad sheyezok olav es adam. Rabbi Shimon says that one may do this even until the blood is thrown. The Gemara says, Amar Yochanan leis kan harini sheichet ela harini mafrish. V'lama tani nasa harini sheichet b'shvil zarzei. Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara that the Mishnah does not mean that the father said, I am slaughtering, but rather I am separating the animal to be slaughtered, as after the slaughtering it's too late to designate someone on the korban. So why did he say, I am slaughtering? In order to encourage their alacrity. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Hoshea tanai beistin hu shehezeh mafrish es pesroi v'zeh mafrish es ma'oisov v'menu oisoi al mana oisoi al shulai v'amais yotzin l'chulin me'eleihem. Rabbi Lazar, quoting Rosh, said that it was a stipulation of Beis Din that after this one separates his korban Pesach and this one separates money in order to use it to buy a designation on the korban, the second one becomes designated on the korban, and the money accepted by the owner of the animal becomes regular non-consecrated money, even though both the money and the animal were previously consecrated. The Gemara asks, does the owner either leave a part of the korban available so that if someone will wish to be designated on the korban, that part becomes non-consecrated and the person can then come and use his consecrated money to exchange kedusha on the animal? Or is it that the owner who originally separated his animal for the Pesach did so for anyone who will wish to be designated on it, but the money becomes non-consecrated at the time of the exchange by means of a stipulation of Beis Din? What's the practical difference between these two possibilities? If a person separated 100 mana, which is a huge quantity of money, in order to buy a portion in a Pesach offering, but the owner of the animal designated him to the value of only 50 mana. In Tema, Yotze Lechulin, V'choyze Kiddush, Sha'a Moith, Chulinin. If you say that option 1 is in this case, then the Kiddush was only removed from 50 mana, but the other 50 remains consecrated. In Tema, Lekach Yigdishu, Mishar Rishoyna, Sha'a Moith, Hegdishin. But if you say the second way of explaining that we said, then all of the money will become non-consecrated. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Meshmuk bar Abba, Boy, Hegad Pacha, Shehim Na'isoy Al Chinam, Ma'is Lachyot Lechulin, V'choyz V'Kaddish. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Shmuel bar Abba, said that if a person was designated without giving money, would the Pesach not be consecrated? You can't say the first explanation, rather it's the second explanation. Milan de Rabbanon Ammi, She'ina Yot Lechulin, V'choyz V'Kaddish. Rabbanon means the Rishim ben Lokish that we're going to have, agree with Shmuel, who reasons like the second explanation. Taman Taninan, Nothan Aksafim Hari Elu Matorim, Yenos Shmanim Vesalpis, Kol Dava Shekhayotze Boy Koyav Agam Amizbeach, also Nothan La Mugdoshim Mutorim. The Mishnah in Truma and Tmura teaches that if he gave a prostitute her payment, if permitted, but it may not be used to buy wine, oil, fine flour, or anything which can be brought to the altar as a korban. If he gave her consecrated items, they're permitted. Shimon Lakish says that this last statement refers to designating her on his Pesach or his Chagiga. Had Amr Shaina Yotze Lechulin V'choyze V'Kaddish. In Tema Shu Yotze Lechulin V'choyze V'Kaddish Yei Osa Mishum Esnam. And the Gemara asks, this teaching is not like the first explanation we had, as if it would be, the Pesach would be prohibited because of the law of Esnam, which is payment of a prostitute. The answer is no, this is not the case, as nothing actually came into her hand. And the proof is from the Mishnah in the Dorim that one who prohibited his friend from benefiting from his property, then he may nevertheless bring on that person's behalf bird offerings of Zavim and of women after childbirth. And this is permitted since the benefit did not actually come into that person's hand. Here also it's permitted since nothing actually came into the prostitute's hand.